This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is ending his three-week hunger strike. The jailed Russian opposition politician said in a social media post Friday he still demands to see his own doctor, and he is losing feeling in parts of his legs and arms. Navalny stopped eating on March 31st in protest for better medical care. He says he has twice been seen by civilian doctors, and it will take him 24 days to gradually end the hunger strike. Navalny is also thanking who he calls the good people in Russia and around the world for their support following nationwide protests Wednesday. Protesters marched through Myanmar Friday to demand regional leaders stand with its people ahead of a weekend summit with the country's junta leader. Myanmar has been in crisis since February 1st when the military ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi in a coup. A local monitoring group says security forces have killed at least 739 people using violence and force in near daily crackdowns, fearing a national uprising. That didn't stop Friday's demonstrations, as Myanmar's coup leader is set to take part Saturday in a summit of regional leaders. The meeting has drawn criticism from activists, human rights groups, and protesters for including the military regime. U.S. space agency NASA and Elon Musk's rocket company SpaceX launched a new four-astronaut team to the International Space Station on Friday. It's the first crew ever sent by a rocket used in a past space flight. They are expected to arrive to the space station Saturday after a nearly 24-hour flight. You can find more on that story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of residents and foreign leaders gathered in Chad's capital on Friday to mourn President Idriss Déby. His death this week on the front line against rebel forces has thrown Chad into crisis. French President Emmanuel Macron told the crowd he won't allow anyone to threaten the country. Macron earlier joined regional leaders to meet with Déby's son, the man now leading Chad. Rebel groups say they ordered a temporary ceasefire during the funeral, and they also say their command center was hit by an airstrike overnight in an attempt to kill their leader. The EU's drug watchdog says a review of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine finds its benefits increase with age and still outweigh the risks for adults despite links to blood clots. The European Medicines Agency presented its findings Friday after concerns prompted several countries to restrict its use to older people. Public confidence in the AstraZeneca shot has taken a blow since the EMA said on April 7th that a very rare but often fatal form of blood clotting can affect the brain should also be listed as a side effect. Rescue teams from several countries are battling against time to find a missing Indonesian Navy submarine lost in the Bali Sea with 53 crew. Search helicopters and more ships left Bali and a naval base in Java Friday, heading to the area where contact was lost with the sub on Wednesday during drills. Officials say it likely only has enough air to last until Saturday or may already be damaged or destroyed by deep sea water pressure. Indonesia's Navy says it is investigating whether the submarine lost power during a dive. The U.S. military is sending airplanes to assist in the search. Japan is issuing new coronavirus state of emergency in Tokyo and three other regions. The announcement Friday comes as the country battles surging infections just 3 months before the Olympics opening ceremony. Japan's outbreak is much smaller than many other countries, but the recent surge in cases is worrying doctors, even as the government and Olympic organizers insist this summer's games will go ahead. New restrictions will run for 3 weeks beginning Sunday, and the government blames the rise in infections on new virus variants. The head of the Tokyo Olympics insists the situation will not affect preparations for the July games, and says they are not thinking about canceling. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.